Welcome to Existence. I'm Andrew Hiller. Bernard Storch awoke just 3.5 miles away from the German border in Poland when the world exploded in 1939 to the sounds of some of the first shells of World War II. In his time, he was caught, placed in a labor camp, freed, joined the army, injured, reenlisted, liberated concentration camps, and was amongst the first soldiers to fire on Berlin. But at the beginning, Storch, alone, without family, needed to escape.
So I got stranded right in that big city, 3 miles away from the German border, with a key to the house and everything. I was by myself, because I was 17 years old, almost, right? I was awakened at that time on the 31st of August, because it was 4 o'clock, was already the 1st of September, with a big shells dropping close by. I had no idea what was going on. I went to the window to look. It was still dark, but didn't see anything in there. I opened up the radio. My uncle had a big telephone can radio, which was a big, sort of like a cabinet, big telephone can radio. I opened up that radio station, and there was a pause in the radio, and, you know, it took a few seconds, but to me it was like an hour, because when you look for some news and all of a sudden doesn't show up, you pretend that it's who knows what's happening. All of a sudden the guy came in, the announcer there, and said, "Our beloved country was attacked without provocation by Germans, but God prevails, we will win that war." And that was the end of the entire conversation. I did not go to sleep anymore. The train station was 9 kilometers away, but we had trolley cars going to that thing, you know, not regular trolley cars going there. The station was in Katowice, which was like, that was the original of that Silesia there. That was the headquarters of Silesia there. And I called in at that time. The telephone was still between that and that. He says, "They don't know, but the last train is scheduled to leave by 10 o'clock in the morning." So I picked my little suitcase, closed the door, and that was the end of that apartment. And it's supposed to take me like 3.5 hours to get home. That's all. That's how it was, 3.5 hours. It took me 3 days to get home. Never arrived with the same train which I started, with the same train that I started. The Nazi, as a matter of fact, I found out later, occupied the city. That was on a Friday. They occupied the city the same day. On Saturday morning, they set the beautiful synagogue, which was a German Jewish beach synagogue, because the majority of the Jews were German Jews, because that territory belonged to Germany originally until 1920. 1920, there was Polish revolt, and they annexed it to Poland. And that beautiful synagogue, which I was going every day saying Kaddish for my father, as a matter of fact, was down. I found out later, the following day. And my aim was to go home to my mom and to my brothers. It took me 3 days. I was extremely lucky because God watched me, I'm pretty sure, because I jumped on a train which was a military train, which was forbidden to go, you know, even during the war it was forbidden. But I was hoping it's going the right direction. I knew my map, you know, and as soon as I started out, I knew it's going east, not west, because could have gone somewhere to Warsaw. But thank God it was going there, and thank God the train stopped in Buchnia, which was 33 kilometers away from Krakow. And I was jump out from the thing. Nobody saw me. I jump out from the tank. I lost the suitcase. It was a little suitcase, you know, which you go home, you don't need anything. So I, whatever it is I had, but I lost it, because the Nazis was not so much bombing the train, was strafing. The planes were flying low. A lot of people got killed. I was extremely lucky and got home. Was the 3rd of September. It was a Sunday, middle of the night. Was 3 kilometer walk from the train station to my home. My parents thought that I was already dead, because they knew that my thing was taken there a long time ago. I arrived there like a ghost, and everybody was packing. And the reason for the packing is my uncle, which was on the honeymoon, the other uncle, which has that little baby at that time, 7 months old, his wife was born in Katowice, you know. As a matter of fact, she was even attending German school, because this German school got better education. So she said, no, we have to move on. She was born in Germany, but her father was, born in Tomasz Romanowiecki. She says, no, we're not staying, because she was the one which was brought to the borders in 1938, and she saw what is going on. She said, we have to move.
This concludes part one, Existence, Bernard Storch, Moments in Time. To hear the rest of Bernard Storch's story, including his trials in a labor camp, how he won his freedom, his first engagements after enlisting, his liberation of three concentration camps, and how, as an artilleryman, he fired the first shot on the Reichstag, go to existence.com and click on Bernard Storch Moments in Time. For Existence, I'm Andrew Hiller.